Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There is life-threatening flooding in Central Texas, where the Guadalupe River rose 30 feet. It swept away this man's house.
It floated down the river maybe 80 yards, and these two trees, it just lodged in between two trees.
AAA says a record number of Americans are traveling this Independence Day weekend, 72.7 million, including these folks in Atlanta.
Ticket prices are cheaper, as you know.
We were going to leave last night, the night of the 3rd, but tickets were cheaper for the 4th.
President Trump signs his big, beautiful budget bill today. Vice President J.D. Vance.
What we saw with this bill, I think, is a really significant and meaningful effort to rein in spending, to, of course, give working families some tax relief, and like we said, to sort of build on our border reforms.
Critics say it reduces SNAP food support and Medicaid health benefits and raises the deficit by trillions of dollars. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I'm always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, you know, a close call or whatever. I mean, it's seems like, yeah, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll get to around 90 for a high. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s. Tonight we'll drop to the low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Yes, it is Independence Day, July 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, a great day to be an American. Glad to have you along here on this Friday TGIF edition. 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody. Almost said 12 noon, Zommers. Almost went back to the old time.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
It's easy to slip back.
It's very ingrained.
Yes, back into to old habits. Happy Independence Day, my friend.
Happy Independence Day.
How are you?
I imagine I'm doing well.
Yes. In full disclosure, as we always do, we are pre-recording today's show just a little bit ahead of time so that we could give our fine staff and people here at Civic Media the day off on this Independence Day. But I got to have some new info for you. I'm going to go back and look at a couple of interviews in the past that we really enjoy, one of which went up to the last year, last summer, or actually was last spring, winter. We went to Appleton, Wisconsin, home of the Timber Rattlers. Trygve Olsen was along with me, one of our What Makes Wisconsin Great tours, sat down and talked with folks at the Timber Rattlers. Going to be a lot of people watching baseball today and thought it was a good day to revisit that because people think, well, Brewers, and we love our Brewers, but there's a whole nother level of baseball in Wisconsin, including the Timber Rattlers in Appleton. So I thought it'd be a good day to revisit that one.
Yeah. And minor league baseball, if you don't go to the games, it's really fun. You should check it out. They are allowed to do so much crazy stuff that you can't do in the major leagues.
Right.
Like the Mallards here in Madison, at one point they had a Mallardwana theme night this summer where you have THC beverages.
Wow.
I did not attend that, but I did attend some of the other weird theme nights they had.
Yeah. Appleton has a team. Wausau, Madison. La Crosse has the Loggers over there.
Beloit.
Beloit, yeah.
Has the Sky Carp.
So lots of great opportunities. So get out and enjoy, as they say, America's pastime perhaps today on this July 4th. Also, I'm going to check in with Kira Sabin, our friend, a little bit, and talk with her just on mental health. That's a good thing to do on a holiday where we're sitting around, maybe getting ready to watch some fireworks later on tonight. And who else we have on the show today, Zommers? Those two and anybody else?
Also River Falls Days.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. We by the way, this year's River Falls Days 2025 coming up here, I believe it starts on the 11th this year, the 11th of July. And we thought, well, why not sit down and listen to this interview we had with great folks at River Falls about last year's River Falls Days with our friend Trygve Olsen on What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours. So we're going to replay part of that. So we'll be talking baseball, River Falls Days, mental health, and we're going to sprinkle in some some patriotic music as well. I always enjoy good John Philip Sousa, as we heard there, a little, tell me the song. Stars and Stripes Forever, good gosh. Stars and Stripes Forever. We'll play maybe a little El Capitan a little bit later as well. And maybe a little country music. For those that usually listen on the stream or watch us on the stream, we ain't there today. Also, not doing a podcast today. Only over the air today.
You know what we are doing, though?
What are we doing?
It's actually Free Ticket Friday.
That's right. It's Free Ticket Friday. Do you have the word over there, Zomers?
I sure do.
All right. Time once again for Milwaukee Brewers Free Ticket Friday, a special July 4th edition. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
That's right, time for Civic Media's Free Ticket Friday, your opportunity to have a chance to go to a beautiful Milwaukee Brewers game at AmFam Field. These are not just any seats. These are beautiful, plush, club-level seats, have cushioned seats, armrests in between the seats, drink cup holders, even have a QR code if you want to scan that. And if you say, well, I'm too lazy to go up and get my concessions, that's fine. Just sit in your chair, scan it with your phone, and they'll bring it right to your seat.
No additional charge either. I used it last time I was there. It was very convenient.
And, very convenient.
You know, it feels lazy, but it's kind of like, wow, I'm allowed to do this? I could just tell them to bring me beer and they'll do it?
You got to pay for it, but yes.
Well, yeah.
Have a beautiful, I don't want to say private, but they have bathrooms that are just for the club level. If it's hot that day, there's air conditioning right behind these seats. Go and sit in the lounge area there. Cool off a little bit in between innings if you want. They are great seats. They're going to give away 4 tickets right now. Zombers, do you have the game in front of you? Because it's very specific. You have to be able to go to this game, Zombers.
Yes, the Friday, July 11th game against the Washington Nationals. It is a 7:10 p.m. game.
All right, July 11th. 7:10 p.m. You have to be able to go to that game. Here's how you get to enter. Zomers is going to give you a word in a second here. But if you don't have it, go to your Apple or Android device app store. Stands for applications. The app store. The search bar, type Civic, C-I-V-I-C, media. It'll pop up a little CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Now, open the app up. The first 11 stations are where you will find our program. Click on the one closest to you or whichever one you feel like. It doesn't matter. Now, once you open that station up in the lower right-hand corner, it will say text. Click on the text icon. Now you are set to go. Zomers is going to give you a word. Text that word now. And the word of the day is
firework. F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K. Firework. Just one.
Just one. Singular. Don't put the plural. Don't put the S on it. It's firework. Singular. F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K. Firework. And if you say, well, Todd, I made a mistake. If Zomers and I were in charge, we would allow it. But the thing is, the computer, the AI machine, chooses an entry at random and any misspelling whatsoever, and it will not recognize your entry. So make sure you spell it correctly on the text. Firework, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K, period. Firework.
No period, though.
Well, no, don't put up punctuation in it. Just firework, all right? Text the word firework right now to the Civic Media app, and you will be eligible to win one of those, the 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets for that future game. What day is it again, Zomers?
The Friday, July 11th.
Thank you.
At 7:10 p.m.
Friday, July 11th, 7:10 p.m. So look at, even on the holiday, we're here giving away Brewers tickets for you all. That's what we like to do.
You got to stay tuned. You never know.
We're just here to make people happy. All right. Let's give a little, because I think it's always appropriate, as my former math teacher, Andy Spies, is fond of saying, in as math, as in life, it is always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. So I thought it could be good today take a moment on this Independence Day to pause and reflect on the meaning of the day. Lots of people refer to this as 4th of July. It's a federal holiday, of course. All the banks, everything else is closed today. And better known as Independence Day, but a lot of people just say 4th of July, which is fine. And it commemorates the ratification of the Declaration of Independence by the Second Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776, establishing the United States of America. The Founding Father delegates of the Second Continental Congress declared that 13 colonies were no longer subject and subordinate to the monarch of Britain, King George III, and were now united, free, and independent states. The Congress voted to approve Independence Day by passing the Lee Resolution on July 2nd, and then adopted the Declaration of Independence 2 days later on July 4th. A lot of people thought, at the birth of our country, that July 2nd would be the day, because that's when the resolution actually passed. But then they officially adopted the Declaration a couple of days later.
Holidays are weird.
So it could have been July 2nd was the big Independence Day, but no, as it turns out, July 4th. Independence Day is commonly associated, of course, with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, as Yogi Bear used to say, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, political speeches, and ceremonies. In addition to various political, public, and private events celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States, Independence Day is the national day of the United States. So how about that, Summers? Thought it'd be good to start off a little music here. Lots of music in today's show, over the air only, no podcast or anything else. A little Martina McBride here, a little country music, great song called Independence Day. Here we go, Summers. Enjoy.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair and Independence Day. Well, word gets around in a small, small town. They said he was a dangerous man.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Hold and take septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
If they lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball, along with Zomers on this Independence Day edition. Happy 4th of July. Pre-recorded today, back with all new live show on Monday, but happening right now live. The computer Zomers never take a vacation, never take a holiday. They are here manning the text line. And if you would like a chance to win those Milwaukee Brewer tickets, four of them, in the club level seats for the game on July 11th, at 7:10 p.m., and it's for that game specifically. In order to have a chance to win, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, go to the Civic Media app on the first 11 stations. Open one of them up, and then where it says text, click on that little icon that says text, and text the word firework. Firework, singular. FIREWORK, all one word. Text firework right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for those four Milwaukee Brewer club level seats on July 11th. Right now, I'm going to tune back in one of our favorite episodes from last summer. We visited River Falls, Wisconsin, the hometown of our friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And one of the great parts about the 4th of July, these community events, River Falls Day is not on the 4th of July specifically, but I thought it'd be a good opportunity to sit down, talk about community on Independence Day. That's what we're here celebrating today, America, our communities. Here is that conversation, Trigvi Olson and myself talking to the good folks up at River Falls on River Falls Days. We are live here at River Falls for the 50th annual River Falls Days here in the hometown of our co-host for the week, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. Trigvi, we made it.
It is great to be home.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it is. Here we are in the
favorite place in the world, Todd.
Pardon?
72 countries, and I'm happiest right here.
That's the way it should be, right?
I know. Should be.
When you're
best people I have ever met or ever will.
We are here on the banks of the beautiful Kinnickinnick River.
Kinnickinnick. If you want to go trout fishing after, we can do that. Some of the best trout fish in all of Wisconsin right there.
It's a beautiful, we have the river right behind us. We have some beautiful flower baskets, the American flag. We have murals on the street here of the trout on the river right by a bike and walking path.
We got the party starting just down the road.
But right now, Trigby, we have a very special guest joining us. We thank you for being our booking agent today here in your hometown. We are joined here at the table. He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, Russ Korpela. I'll get it right yet. He needs some more coffee here, Russ. But thank you so much for your hospitality, and thank you for having the show in Civic Media here in River Falls.
No problem. We love talking about River Falls and what a great city it is. And frankly, getting under this shade tent rather than putting up banners and fence is a nice little respite for 15, 20 minutes.
Well, again, just thank you so much because you allowed us to use your tent here right on the banks of the river. We didn't have to set up ours. You got us power. You got us all set up. You and your team could not be more hospitable. What an exciting weekend and a special mark being 50 years, the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days.
Yeah, there's if you look around Wisconsin, there are a lot of summertime festivals and communities that have just recently had their 50th anniversary or it's coming up. Most of festivals like River Falls Days typically started out as a customer appreciation event for local retailers when all the retail was downtown. There wasn't the malls. And so everything was concentrated. And they did a lot of what the street sales, what we called where I grew up in Ashland, Maxwell Street Days.
Yep.
And they would take all their clearance items, put it on the street, and people would shop, and then maybe they have a street dance. And then those morphed into full weekend-long festivals. And that was the case for our event. It's been River Falls Days for 50 years, but for 20 years before that, it was street sales.
Yeah.
And you don't see many of the street sales anymore because society's changed. Our downtowns are much different looking with more service, less retail. And so, but it's fun to keep this tradition going in River Falls where this community and people from the entire region come to celebrate what a great town it is to do business, pursue your career, live, visit. I always tell people, if I were given the opportunity by the good Lord to build a city from the ground up, I would not be as selfish as to build a River Falls. Uh-huh. We have a beautiful UW campus. Right. We have a river that goes literally right through downtown. We are close to the Twin Cities for the economic engine that is. We have two technical colleges within one right here in town, one 20 miles away. Besides UW River Falls, we're just a short ways away from UW Stout and UW Eau Claire. And we're close to I-94. And so it's little wonder why this is one of the fastest growing areas of the state and why we, along with the Fox Valley and the Madison area, is one of the economic engines of Wisconsin.
All those things you ticked off, as Trigby and I have traveled around Wisconsin, this is our second tour. We call it What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And all these things you ticked off are things we've heard in Chippewa Falls, Richland Center, Madison, New Glarus, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Oshkosh. Great schools, great public schools, great universities, great technical colleges, entrepreneurs, small businesses, natural. I mean, these are the things that bind us together.
Yeah, all those things are true, along with some of the parts of our culture that maybe some of the rest of the country might find amusing. But, you know, we bind together over our brats and our cheese curds and
our
occasional
beer.
And our beer.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, we're hearty stock of a lot of Germans and Irish and Scandinavians, and we're hard workers, very pragmatic, no nonsense, full common sense type people.
Coming up next, more of Todd's conversation from last year with Trigby Olson at River Falls Days.
locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. The heat is topping the news this holiday, and if you're out enjoying 4th of July festivities, the big reminder is to drink a lot of water. Officials across the state are also saying if you're driving anywhere, to keep an extra eye on the roads with the heat. There's a good chance the pavement can buckle, causing an emergency situation. If you're facing an emergency, you may feel you can count on firefighters in your area to help. But there's a new report out about the departments across our state, and it shows rural areas in particular are facing serious challenges. The Reliability of Wisconsin's Fire Service survey includes responses from more than 400 fire chiefs. This represents more than half of the departments, and some of the surprising answers, 85% of rural firefighters are volunteer. Close to 50% say they are responding to calls with less staff than required, and most are also saying there just isn't enough funding to pay their department's expenses. The results of this report will be used to push forward for better community safety. And speaking of safety, there are a few things to remember if you are planning to enjoy the water. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety.
You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. Happy 4th of July. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll get to around 90 for a high. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s. Tonight we'll drop to the low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball, along with Zomers, on this Independence Day edition. Happy 4th of July. Pre-recorded today, back with all new live show on Monday, but happening right now live. The computer Zomers never take a vacation, never take a holiday. They are here manning the text line. And if you would like a chance to win those Milwaukee Brewer tickets, four of them, in the club level seats for the game on July 11th, at 7:10 p.m., and it's for that game specifically. In order to have a chance to win, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, go to the Civic Media app on the first 11 stations. Open one of them up, and then where it says text, click on that little icon that says text, and text the word firework. Firework, singular. F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K, all one word. Text firework right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for those four Milwaukee Brewer club-level seats on July 11th. Right now, I'm going to tune back in one of our favorite episodes from last summer. We visited River Falls, Wisconsin, the hometown of our friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And one of the great parts about the 4th of July, these community events, River Falls Day is not on the 4th of July specifically, but I thought it'd be a good opportunity to sit down, talk about community on Independence Day. That's what we're here celebrating today, America, our communities. Here is that conversation, going to pick it up in progress, Trigvi Olson and myself talking to the good folks up at River Falls on River Falls Days.
He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, Russ Korpela. I'll get it right yet. He needs more coffee here, Russ. But thank you so much for your hospitality, and thank you for having the show in Civic Media here in River Falls.
No problem. We love talking about River Falls and what a great city it is.
As Trigvi and I have traveled around Wisconsin, this is our second tour. We call it What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And all these things you ticked off are things we've heard in Chippewa Falls, Richland Center, Madison, New Glarus, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Oshkosh. Great schools, great public schools, great universities, great technical colleges, entrepreneurs, small businesses, natural. I mean, these are the things that bind us together.
Yeah, all those things are true, along with some of the parts of our culture that maybe some of the rest of the country might find amusing. But, you know, we bind together over our brats and our cheese
right?
curds
yeah.
and
our
occasional and our beer.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, we're hearty stock of a lot of Germans and Irish and Scandinavians, and we're hard workers, very pragmatic, no nonsense, full common sense type people. So as a state, we're blessed. Sounds like you've been to some of my favorite cities in Wisconsin. This is the fifth chamber I've led, and it's, with all due respect to the previous four chambers, one of which is my hometown, it is easily the easiest town to be a chamber director in. Extremely well managed, great city administration, and great support from all the institutions in the community, including UW-River Falls and River Falls School District. Our city administrator and the entire city team is one of the most competent, pro-business, with an eye towards sustainability that I've ever seen. And as a result, people love coming to do business here. And why we've had about 1,000 new housing units built over the last year. And still could use a few more.
Yeah. What do you think, if I can interrupt, what do you think the key is? Because this is something else on more of a political or issue front that we hear all over Wisconsin, a housing crisis. But not every community has been able to do what you just said, build 1,000 new units like that. What do you think the key is that's made it different in River Falls to get that done?
I always say the market follows the money, and what Pierce County, St. Croix County, our general region, has an average household income of about $80,000. Mm-hmm. And you get up to where I grew up, and the average household income is around $40,000. And so developers, one, they see the demand, ever since COVID, we have so many people that used to commute to the cities every day mm-hmm. now stay home
yep.
and work. And we have this, the apartment units are being filled by young talent and senior citizens who are retiring, downsizing, and want to be closer to grandkids. And wow. oftentimes those grandkids are in the Twin Cities because that's where mom and dad live. And so, and they're here, they can get $1,500 to $2,000 a month for rents. And you go east of us, and then they're only going to get $750 to $1,250 a month for rents. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of this perfect storm of the demand based on our economic engine that we are in Western Wisconsin, and where the developers know they can cash flow
yeah.
More easily than maybe some other parts of the state.
Trigby?
Yeah, I mean, I have said to you, Todd, every time we're driving around the state, like if I could get back to River Falls, I would come back to River Falls because it has all those things. And you have this unique confluence. You're close enough to the Twin Cities. If you want to go see Taylor Swift, she's going to be at the Target Center. If you right. want to take, you know, you got a college that's producing, you know, nurses, doctors, teachers, mm-hmm. that first class. You've got really good public schools. We're going to have a friend of mine on who's on the school board mm-hmm. later today. And mostly you just have good people, you right. know. As you know, I was pretty excited last night to get back here and go out, have dinner with my buddies, yeah. drink a few too many drinks, some but you old still fashions and some beer, and I still made it home.
You, so still, so you still made the morning call time.
I did. I answered the bell. I did. I don't know about tonight, though, Russ, after we go down and hit the beer garden.
Well, what I'll tell you about River Falls days is over the last few years, back in the day, the music would go to 1:30 in the morning, and
yeah.
I don't know if you've been around at 1:30 in the morning recently, but nothing good happens at 1:30 right. in the morning.
Nothing good happened back then, Russ, at 1:30 so, in the morning, as I proved.
What we close down at 10:30. Mm-hmm. We sell as much beer as we would have if we went to 1:30. Yeah. And then the crowd then leaves our fest area and goes downtown to our brick-and-mortar bars and taverns mm-hmm. who are way better equipped and trained to handle a crowd at 1 o'clock in the morning than we are as volunteers.
Yeah.
So, and we have some great places.
Johnny's, Emma's.
Johnny's, Emma's, Mel's.
Yeah.
Some classic Wisconsin dive bars that I would easily put in any dive bar book. But then we have our higher end places too, like Tattersall mm-hmm. And Junior's and Swinging Bridge and West Wind Supper Club. So we're not quite Madison yet, but we're becoming a great little foodie cocktail town too.
Well, I was just
and you got Steve's Pizza
and Steve's
Pizza. Literally, Steve's Pizza is so good.
It is.
That when I turned 40 and when I turned 50, my sister went down, got half baked Steve's Pizza, put them on dry ice, and had them FedEx to me.
Really?
Yeah. Including yep, that is totally true. And I was so happy.
Yeah.
Because Steve's Pizza, it's Joe Montana's favorite pizza in the entire world. Remember?
I didn't know that.
Quarterback to ever play.
Yeah.
He says
yeah.
it's the best pizza in the world, too.
We lament about, I don't know when, I can't remember Trick V, but it was like 15 years ago, Kansas City Chiefs moved yeah. out, but they did their summer training camp here at UW-River yeah. Falls. Mm. And I've been talking, just imagine if Travis Kelce was in town.
Oh, my God.
Right.
We'd have to have the Taylor Swift watch
yeah.
Going on, but they're not doing that anymore.
No, it's unfortunate. It really, really is. I hadn't thought about that, but that is totally true.
We are here in River Falls for the 50th annual River Falls Days here. We are talking, of course, with our ongoing co-host for the week, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, Trevi Olson. This is his hometown. And also Russ Korpela, the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Russ, about a minute left, then we'll come back and talk about some fun. But one quick thing. I was here 20 years ago for a parade in my political life. Been a while since I've been back, and I just the vibrancy of the downtown. And we don't see this in small and medium-sized towns around the state. Your downtown is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great mix of dining and other entertainment bars and restaurants, a great mix of service, and still a fair amount of retail. We're one of the thrift store capitals of Western Wisconsin.
We walked by that. Trevi yeah. said his family was there all the time.
Of the heart.
My nieces would love that. They're big thrifters.
And it does not hurt that we're right on, you know, we got a UW River campus
right
in our downtown.
It's a beautiful day here, by the way, and we're talking with Russ Korpela. He is the CEO of River Falls Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. Russ, let's run down a few of the things going on here if people are in the area. And for the, we are a statewide show, and so maybe people down in Madison, Southwest Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Green Bay aren't quite sure where River Falls is. You could just head over on Highway 29 if you're in Green Bay or Wausau, or kind of go up the interstate to Eau Claire, and then it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. But our due west to River Falls, we're closer to the Twin Cities, what, 15 miles away from the Mississippi River, more or less?
Yeah, less.
And so it's a beautiful part of the state. It's easy to get to. So if you want to take a trip this weekend, Russ, let's run down some of the great adventures people can expect at the 50th annual River Falls Days.
Well, the and I appreciate you pointing out where we are. We regularly go down to Madison on some government advocacy trips, and some of it is just to remind the legislators where we are. But yeah, it's a come join us. If not for this River Falls Days, for future River Falls Days, it is our 50th anniversary. So we have some great events going on. That's a couple additional events. The signature event for this event, though, is our parade on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There'll be about 10,000 people lining the parade route. What we always hear from parade units is they run out of candy within the first third of the parade. Veterans know you got to ration your candy throwing because you run out really quick.
Well, when I came into town last night, not to interrupt you, but there are already lawn chairs and blankets out for a seat.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
They've been out for some of them for a week.
Really?
It will be four or five people deep.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's amazing.
It's one of the best parades.
So we have lots of great live music as well. Tonight we're having an expanded Thursday night where we're going to try to take part of the Taylor Swift economy and have a Taylor Swift dance party.
That's great. I love that.
So we're expecting a lot of young ladies and their moms to party. And then we got
girl dads.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the Dweebs, which is a great local regional band. And then we have going to go modernize the festival a little bit, and we have a 20 light laser light show that will go over the whole festival area.
Wow.
Once it gets dark, kind of a modern fireworks thing. Saturday, we have a booth fair, live music. We've got kids activities, kids fun run. We have a lumberjack show coming in for three performances. Just a great, and then many nonprofits throughout the community are doing their own things. There's just a lot of stuff to do on Saturday. Friday is the parade. And the parade, there'll be about 500 people in the fest area during the parade. As soon as that parade is done, it jumps to about 4,000 in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I bet.
And so it's whether you like country or rock, you like kids games, you want to watch a lumberjack show, fireworks, a laser, we have a little bit of something for all ages.
They still have the fireman's water fight?
That's still going on up by the fire hall.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, what a fireman's
water fight is? Oh, yeah. We used to have Marshall Center years ago.
So all these people streaming from around the country who don't know what a fireman's water fight is, when you're a little kid, and I was the first River Falls Days, I was 7.
Right.
The fireman's water fight, we thought that was the coolest thing.
So people that don't know what it is, it's basically two telephone poles and it's a cable stretched across, and there's a beer barrel in the middle on a whatever you want to call it. It moves back and forth.
Yeah, it's basically a tug of war with water
fire hoses.
And fire departments or interim departments, they go against each other and who has the best aim and control of their hose, and then you have to get it across a certain mark and then that team wins. It's fantastic.
Coming up next, more of Todd's conversation from last year with Trigvi Olsen at River Falls Days.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and we bring you in to the Rafters pregame as they get ready to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks in game 2 of this 2-game homestand before the Rafters will hit the road. And, well, before that, though, we have to, of course, get this game in, and the Rafters hoping for a big win in doing so. They are taking on the Chinooks, who they beat yesterday. It was a big victory, 8-4, the final score, and really an all-around phenomenal performance from kind of everywhere. I mean, you saw good defense, you saw great pitching, and of course, you saw the hitters get into action early, although at the end of the game, they did cool down a little bit. So we're going to have to wait and see which Rafters offense we're going to be getting here. But the Rafters now 2-1 on the second half of the season, and that has them tied atop the Great Lakes West right now. So not a bad spot to be, but of course they've got to keep winning in order to maintain that spot and of course hope to claim the second half crown alone themselves. The pitching matchup today, Tristan Krusenberry against Arthur Liebau. Liebau taking the mound for Lakeshore. He's got a 3.12 ERA thanks in part to his last two performances where he went a combined 10 innings allowing 0 runs to come across and score. He has been on one heck of a tear and hoping to continue that here at Witter Field. But on the Rafters side, Tristan Krusenberry, his last two performances have been pretty good as well. Trying to turn things around over those last two outings, he's combined to go 7 2/3 innings, allowing just 3 runs. So hoping that he can bring that back out. It's his third start of the season. He hasn't made a start since May 31st, though. So it's been over a month since he's came in at the first pitch, but hoping to have a strong performance today. We'll see how it works out for him. Pre-game show is going to be featuring Carlson, Hayden Carlson, in just a little bit of time. Had a great chat with him and excited to get to share that with you guys. And Carlson, he has been off to a hot start over at shortstop and coming over from Saddleback College along with a couple of other of his teammates. They have formed quite the bond here in Wisconsin Rapids, and it's leading to good results early on. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then that interview comes up next. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Summerfest's third and final round of dates. Can you believe it? We've again made some personal picks for you to enjoy the big gig along Milwaukee's Lakeshore this holiday weekend. Let's start with the music, and some great throwbacks are playing, including Richard Marx, the band Chicago, Fountains of Wayne, even Sebastian Bach. Find the full list of artists on the more than 12 stages at summerfest.com. Friday night, Johnsonville is hosting a huge party for America's 249th birthday. Don't miss singing, cake, and fireworks to cap off the celebration. And here's what I call your new must-do. Grab a free Big Win ticket at the gate on Saturday. You could walk away with more money than you arrived with. $1 million up for grabs. No kidding. Wishing you a happy holiday. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me on the pregame, it's Hayden Carlson. And Hayden, off to a hot start to the season, back-to-back games. You've got some extra base hits for you, a couple of RBIs to add in there. How's it been feeling from the plate?
Good. You know, it's been a long ride, and I'm glad that I'm seeing some results early and just being able to build off that early, you know, still making my adjustments game to game. You know, that's what summer ball is all about, and having a blast too. You know, it's a lot of fun out here.
Well, you've had a few stops along your journey here, and collegiately playing at two different colleges. Also last summer, played summer ball in the New England Collegiate League. So You've got a lot of different experience kind of working here into the Northwoods League. You know, kind of looking at the season, what were kind of your expectations heading into here, and how has the start of the season kind of challenged those expectations?
You know, the expectations were very minimal, honestly. I was kind of just seeing what I've been building over these past few years. You know, all these stops I've been taking has just been me gathering more information about what works for me, and that's kind of where my mind's at. You know, it's baseball's a game of growth. You know, you got to learn, got to make adjustments on the fly. And so just being able to take in information and put it into this season, you know, balling in the Northwoods is a blast, like I said. So just being able to put everything together and put up some results is great.
Well, I want to talk specifically about that second game that you played, and you went 4-for-5 in the game, had a home run a couple of days ago at Fond du Lac, and what a performance it was, and capped off by the home run in the ninth inning. How did that home run feel in the moment?
Oh, it felt good. You know, home runs are accidents, but I appreciate them for sure. You know, I was kind of doing my homework throughout the game. They were starting me with a lot of heat on the inside, up and in a little bit, and I got in my first pitch and put a good swing on it and put some backspin on it, and it went.
Yeah, you talk about making adjustments in the game. That's got a lot to do with talking with coaches as well, I've got to expect. What have you been having conversations with, of course, Ziggy, but also Eric Robles and the other guys about?
Yeah, we've kind of just been focusing on staying focused, honestly. Stacking days, that's kind of the name of my summer. This summer is just stacking days and sticking to my process and just trusting it all, you know. Grateful for my opportunity to go play at Seattle, and I'm very excited to see like how it all pans out. You know, I got Jake Bouchain going with me there too. You know, we work together every day at home, and we have the same team we work with, and we just really kind of put it all together and bounce ideas off each other. And each game we have to go out there and, you know, talk about what we see and what adjustments we will make, and that kind of helps making more adjustments on the fly.
And obviously teammates with Bouchain, and you talk about the connection that you guys have. Is he a big reason why you came here to play in Wisconsin Rapids?
Oh, 100%. You know, he's my guy. I've pretty much grown up with him my whole life, you know, Little League till now, and we just get each other. We know how our processes have been, and we know how we work, and it's been a blessing to have him in my career and my process with him, so very grateful for him.
Well, not just him, but there's a couple of other Saddleback guys here as well, the Barajas brothers.
Right.
What's it like kind of having the four of you all in one place right now?
It's a blast. You know, can't get enough of the Barajas brothers, that's for sure. You know, Jace has a rubber arm, I call it. He can throw as many pitches as he wants, and Junior, obviously, as we're seeing, rakes. You know, he's got some pop, and even asking those guys like what they're like seeing and what they're thinking is very informational. And same with all the other teammates here, like just bouncing off ideas of each other and kind of making adjustments is a great way to play the game.
Well, obviously a lot of talk about the offensive side of the ball for you as well. But defensively yesterday, man, a couple of nice plays over there, helped turn some double plays. I mean, what did it feel like kind of playing the field here in Wisconsin Rapids?
A lot of fun. I love defense. You know, defense is what I take pride in, and I put a lot of work into it. And just being able to go out there and make plays for the pitchers, you know, I know they're up there giving it their all. And if I get the opportunity for the ball to come at me, I'm going to make that play.
Seems like a big focus from Ziggy and the rest of the coaching staff, defense, mm-hmm. defense.
Yep.
So that's really all that I've got for you. Anything else that you want to add?
No, just God is great and work works. That's really it. Stick to the process and trust it.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Hayden Carlson joining us on the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show. Quick break here, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics,